Welcome to the first and most likely last podcast of Ecuador in a Nutshell.
I'm Sandy Salubre.
And I'm Kaylin Slaughter. We're going to be talking about what's currently happening in Ecuador in a nutshell.
So here's some things you should know before we continue. Ecuador is a country located in South America. And compared to other countries, it has lower crime and homicide rates. But it's a little bit easier to say that when you're not one of the people living in a country with a rapidly climbing inflation rate.
In the beginning of October 2019, the president of Ecuador, President Lenin Moreno, ended almost 40-year-old subsidies, and to say the least, residents of the country were not pleased.
With the subsidies terminated, the price of the important household items and food drastically increased.
So what did the people do about it?
Well, Slaughter, they revolted.
Yes, and so far, 8 people have been killed. Storefronts and public property have been destroyed.
What's really crazy is that few Americans know about what's happening in a place that's only about 3,000 miles from where we call home.
We have interviewed a handful of our classmates to see if they are aware of what's happening in the streets of Ecuador.
First, we ask them if they have any prior knowledge of what's happening in Ecuador.
Then we ask them if they wanted to see a video of a rebellion in the streets of Quito caused by a termination of subsidies.
We ask for their consent on watching, as viewer discretion is advised. It's not for the faint of heart.
Lastly, we ask them if they believe that it's important for people to know about what's happening in other countries.
After watching the video, what do you think?
I think you got a bunch of self-entitled citizens who think they should get more than they can.
Do you believe people should be aware of what's going on in other countries?
I think to an extent. I don't think that every issue matters to every country. I mean, Latin America is pretty close to America, but or the United States of America, I prefer, if you prefer. However, I don't think that there's going to be any serious economic or political effect from what's going on in Ecuador to the United States.
The first things first is that it should never go to a level such as beating people into the ground and basically killing them. So there's a thing called peaceful protesting, and that's how it should always go. That's the route we should always take.
Okay. Do you believe other people should be aware of what's going on in other countries?
Indeed, I do. Especially in the country we live in here in America, we have the potential to help other countries like that struggle with their own government. So we can send our aid to them and be able to support them, even though their government doesn't. So yes, I do believe we should know.
After hearing what some of our peers had to say about the revolt in Ecuador, we have come to the conclusion that the world needs to know about what's happening all over the world.
No matter the size of the problem, large or seemingly meaningless, people all over our world rely on the press to get their information. However, in many places, the issues are masked from the news.
So, while the video may be hard to stomach, we strongly believe in showing the truth, raw and unedited. No sugarcoating to give a false sense of security.
It makes me think, if I were in their shoes, what would I have done?
Honestly, if I were living in Ecuador, I don't know that there's anything I could do. I believe at times like these, when people are angered, they listen to the voices that appeal to their current state of mind.
Yes, we feel that while the riot was extremely violent and could have been broadcasted in a more passive way, they were standing up for what they believed in.
I agree. While the rioting is understandable, I would have joined in on marches and protests that didn't harm anybody. One of my favorite quotes is from Elie Wiesel, a Holocaust survivor, and he said, "Suffering doesn't give you privilege, just like freedom of speech doesn't give you freedom of incivility."
Last but not purposefully least, we have a link to the video at the end of our article if you want to check it out. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey, this is Sandy, and I just wanted to clear up the fact that the laughing was not caused by me saying Holocaust. The laughing was because in bloopers, I mispronounced the Holocaust survivor's name. If you're still here, I do have a few of our bloopers for you, and they're basically just weird noises, so you're welcome.
Welcome to the most first
one.
Okay.